That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philback locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philback.com. Keep it in the family with Philbacks, and remember, we've always got your back.
It will be another warm and humid day today, a high of 84 degrees, partly to mostly cloudy and still rather warm. Tonight, maybe a round of showers and a low of 61. It is 60 degrees at WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. A news update from ABC at 8 o'clock is sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services, by Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jimmy Kimmel Live preempted indefinitely by ABC after comments that Kimmel made regarding the shooting of right-wing influencer Charlie Kirk. President Trump cheering the move on social media. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze with other reaction.
An immediate response from leading Democrats, from Senator Chuck Schumer to California Governor Gavin Newsom. Firing commentators, canceling shows, these aren't coincidences. It's coordinated, and it's dangerous. Unions representing entertainment professionals and writers have condemned the decision.
President Trump and British Prime Minister Starmer holding a news conference following meetings on trade and the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. An advisory panel at the CDC begins a two-day meeting today focused on vaccines. The group expected to discuss which vaccines will be recommended for children against diseases like the measles, the chickenpox, and hepatitis B. This is ABC News. Students on the campus of Delta State University in Mississippi say they are in shock and reeling after a 21-year-old black student was found hanging from a tree on campus earlier this week. Police asking for patience as they await autopsy results on the young man. ABC's Jack Dante has been tracking the investigation.
Authorities are going to go and look at video evidence. They're going to look at, they're going to talk to associates and friends, people who knew him to find out his state of mind and find out if anybody intended to do him harm. They're going to look at additional forensic evidence and again, comb through any other details of his life that would walk them up to the point of where he's found at 7 a.m. on Monday morning.
Police say no foul play is suspected, and as they wait for the autopsy results to come in, the young man's family is doing its own investigation. Commerce Department says permits for future home construction dropped last month to their lowest level in more than 2 years. Home sales have been slowed by high prices, high interest rates, and a fear over the economy. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
At Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we know home isn't built in a day, it's built in the little moments, movie nights, family dinners, and mornings at the cabin. That's why we're more than just a furniture store. We're your hometown partners for every room, every home, every season of life. From durable everyday pieces to stylish designs for your getaway, you'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where small town trust meets big city style. Visit us today in downtown Richland Center.
Bring your appetite to the Viola Horse and Colt Show, September 19th and 20th. Fair food, midway rides, parades, and raffle prizes, plus live music Saturday night. Proud sponsors include Driftless Outdoors, Sunshine and Giggles, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, Jones Chevrolet, and Go Macro. Learn more at ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest. Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
When it comes to protecting your business, you deserve coverage that's thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. At Julie Karen State Farm, we understand that every business is unique, so we offer a wide variety of policies to fit your needs. From small shops to family farms, contractors to offices, we're here to help safeguard what you've worked hard for. Business insurance with local service you can count on, because your success is our priority. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're watching a large low-pressure system swirl away in the Plain States. It's been there for several days. We've been in the warm airflow out ahead of it. It will still be warm today, but a bit more cloud cover coming in. And as that low gets a little closer, our chances of scattered showers will be increasing over the next several days. The rainfall could be fairly generous given the numerous amounts of showers that are expected over several day periods. So there's a chance of getting a good inch to 2 inches of rainfall through early next week. Temperatures, meanwhile, will settle back a little bit closer to normal, but still be a few degrees above generally through the middle of next week. Here's that forecast for today, partly to mostly cloudy, still on the warm side with highs reaching the low to mid-80s, the wind out of the east or southeast close to 5 miles per hour. Tonight, some cloud cover, isolated showers are possible, low at 61 with an east wind up to 5. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and somewhat cooler, 40% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms, high near 76 with an east-southeast wind close to 10. Friday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely, some downpours possible, but for the most part, not expecting severe weather, low at 59. On Saturday, mostly cloudy, still a few periods of rain and thunderstorms, high 74. Heading into Sunday, mostly cloudy, pockets of rain and thunderstorms likely once again, low 59, high about 73. Monday, muggy with breaks of sun, a brief shower or thunderstorm is possible, low 60, high 78. Tuesday, mixed skies with a few showers possible, low 57, high 74. And Wednesday, variably cloudy, still a small chance of a shower, low in the 50s with a high of 72. You have a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 60 degrees right now. Yesterday's high was 87. Record high, 93 in 1955. Record low, 34 in 1959. Last year's high was 86 and the low, 47. Sunset will happen at 7 minutes after 7, coming up for the evening hours tonight. And then tomorrow's sunrise will be at 6:45. The air is calm. Barometer is up a bit at 30.0 and no precipitation today. Following a low of 58, it is 60 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports time is coming up, courtesy of Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring of Richland Center, their top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience. Located in southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit about the schedule for tonight's fairly busy one for high school sports. Including, we will have some action coming up for you tonight on the radio as well. We'll have volleyball action and also details on the Brewers getting a win last night. Those stories and more in a moment. It is the end of summer sale at Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin. Now through September 30th, get free basic carpet installation on select stock Mohawk carpets. Yes, you heard it right. Free installation. Spruce up your bedroom, refresh the living room, or warm up that basement floor with beautiful Mohawk carpet. Install for free from Badgerland Flooring. Call 608-649-3567. Stop in or visit Facebook or online at badgerlandflooring.com. Badgerland Flooring, your home, your style, your floor.
Don't let your weekend project turn into a headache. Let Napa help. Get free all-deep penetrating oil from Napa Auto and Truck Parts. This 11-ounce can is only $9.99, and it'll bust through rust and corrosion fast. And while you're there, grab some purple power cleaner, starting at just $4.49 to clean up that mess. And stock up on select Napa antifreeze coolant. Napa has everything you need to finish the job right. Find them in Richland Center in Boscobel. Napa, they're your source for parts and so much more. Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
Here's a look at sports from southwest Wisconsin. Many high school events going on tonight. The top one, perhaps, the cross-country meet in Boscobel. It's the Greg Bell Night Meet, the Greg Bell Invitational, and it involves these schools: Aquinas, Argyle, Boscobel, Cashton, Central, Cuba City, Darlington, Dodgeville, Fenimore, Hillsboro, Iowa Grant, Kickapoo Lafarge, Monroe, North Crawford, Pecatonica, Argyle, Platteville, Prairie du Chien, Richland Center, Ithaca, River Ridge, River Valley, Riverdale, Southwestern, Viroqua, Wazika Steuben, and Boscobel. So some notes on cross country tonight, getting underway around 7:15 for the first varsity and JV runs. Also soccer action. Dodge Point is playing at River Valley this evening for a conference matchup. And then lots of volleyball, including Wazika Steuben at North Crawford. There's a quad going on hosted by the Trojans tonight. Ithaca is at Weston. There's a varsity quad with Kickapoo and Lafarge present. And Boscobel will be at Riverdale tonight in the SWAL. In the Southwest Conference, Prairie du Chien at Lancaster, Dodgeville plays volleyball at Platteville, and Richland Center is at River Valley. I had the chance to talk to River Valley coach Mariah Hill this week. She talked about the start of the season for River Valley.
We started a little bit slow our first match against Platteville, but we have definitely been moving up the ladder and improving every day, and we're getting stronger and stronger, which is exactly what we want throughout the season.
She says the team's been getting better in recent matches.
Last Thursday against Prairie du Chien, that was a great win. And then this past weekend at the FOC tournament, we played some really good matches, made some changes, and ended up beating Platteville, who beat us in our opener, and also beating a really strong Oregon team. So that was really, you know, a momentum builder for our group.
Here are the match tonight, Richland Center at River Valley, and the pre-match time to begin around 7 o'clock. Tomorrow night, it's weekend number 5 of high school football. It's unbelievable that is the case, getting halfway through the regular schedule. The Richland Center Hornets get set to take on Platteville after a disappointing loss last week to New Glarus in a game that had lots of penalties, and it took a long time to mark all of those and determine where they were going to be marked. I talked to Coach Andy Troxell about how the Hornets struggled last week.
What I'll tell you is, I mean, that's an uncontrollable for us, right? I mean, we have no influence over how that game is called. But it's really hard to get, you know, refocused and retooled, you know, when you can never really get in front of the chains, when you're always kind of playing from behind. And so a lot of our good drives that were there, you'd have an explosive play and then you'd have a setback, right? Explosive play and then another setback. Into the red zone, and then it would be a setback, you know, and so that's tough, you know, and that's certainly not solely on any of the officials for that game. I mean, when we look at how we graded our kids out after the New Glarus game, and it was there was a common pattern, it was a theme, it was, you know, a carousel of errors. You know, a lot of kids, you know, they had critical errors. You know, if one block happens here, right, or one more thing happens there, right, it's a different outcome. I mean, that's 6 points, that's changing momentum here and there. So that was our message this week to the boys, is that, you know, these details are not just things that we talk about. These are things that are important. And when they become important, you know, towards the execution of a play, you know, that's when things are going to start clicking. And so thus far, I mean, our practices have been a lot more intentional, a lot more focused, you know, going forward. And hats off to my captains. I mean, they're the ones that wanted to have the conversation with the team about, this is our identity, this is who we are. That was not who we aimed to be, you know, so we want to do better as we kind of go forward in the rest of SWC play.
The Hornets host Platteville on Friday night. Also, Riverdale is coming off a loss against Waseca Seneca. I talked to Riverdale coach Jeff Johnson this week.
Yeah, Waseca's a good team. They're ranked at 4-0, but we went into the game knowing that we could compete with them, and I really believe we did. We rushed for over 160 yards and held them to around 160 yards, so we were pretty even in that area. Won a couple of categories statistically. We won the turnover battle. We had very few penalties, but we gave up 3 big plays that really cost us.
When you look at your team, sometimes it's just one play or two away, isn't it?
It really was. And, you know, all the way back to the Ithaca game and each game since then, we competed. We held a 7-6 lead going into the second quarter. And but we, you know, we gave up a punt return for a touchdown, an interception for a touchdown, and a long pass play for a touchdown. Otherwise, our defense played very well. We moved the ball on offense. Overall, I thought we played very well. We just got to find a way to get it done.
The Riverdale football team will be home on Friday night at Pickering Park when they will host River Ridge. Merchants Bowling League action last night at the Phoenix Center. Gurner Farms 29-82, Phoenix 2 with a 28-74, and Goplin Insurance a 27-72. Gurner Farms with a top game, a 10-69 and a 9-94. Cast and Tools 9-73, AutoZone a 9-71. Top Series, Trayton Shep 7-33. Jason Gurner, 7-30. Andy Keller, a 6-83. And the top individual games, Jason Gurner had a 279 and a 259. Trayton Shep had a 268. Andy Keller, a 258. And a split pickup, Channing Brown picked up the big four, the 4-7-6-10. In the Merchants League at the Alleys last night, center fielder Blake Perkins tripled and drove in a career-high 5 runs in Wednesday night's 9-2 Brewers victory over the Angels. Sal Frelick had a 3-run homer, and Brandon Woodruff earned the pitching victory with 5 solid innings. Perkins talked about a night like he had.
I mean, definitely like confidence boost, you know, being able to come through for the guys, that's always big. But yeah, definitely tough few weeks. I feel like the last couple days have been good, like just kind of reset mentally. And I mean, all these guys support me every day, and it's good to have some results like go my way, so it feels great.
The Brewers go for the sweep tonight against their opponent, the Angels, behind starting pitcher Quinn Priester. The Cubs wrapped up a playoff berth with an 8-4 victory over Pittsburgh. They celebrated in Chicago last night. Cincinnati 6-2 over St. Louis. San Francisco 5, Arizona 1. Atlanta 9, Washington 4. San Diego 7-4 over the Mets. Miami 8, Colorado 4. The Dodgers 5-0 over Philadelphia. In the American League, Baltimore 3, the White Sox 1, Tampa Bay 2-1 over Toronto, Cleveland 4, Detroit 0, Boston beat the Athletics 5-4, Kansas City 7, Seattle 5, Yankees 10-5 over Minnesota, Houston 5-2 winners against Texas. Bad news for the NFC North, Packers linebacker Micah Parsons' back injury has healed for the first time this season. He's not on Green Bay's injury report, even though they were limited participants in practice. Two other starters say they will be ready to go on Sunday. Left guard Aaron Banks and right tackle Zach Tom were hurt during the season opener against the Lions. Other hurting players like Dontavian Wicks, Matthew Golden, Quay Walker, and Baron Sorrell have used the extra long layoff to get a little more healthy. That's an update on sports this morning. I'm Phil Nee.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I helped a local man who developed dementia and was admitted to the nursing home. I worked with a brother who lived in Virginia to make a plan. We considered a cash buyout or a real estate auction, but because of the man's debt, we had to do it the hard way. First, we emptied his house, selling his personal property at auction. Then we took out dumpster loads of rubbish to get the property ready for sale. We listed the property and brought the buyer. Along the way, I returned a car to a bank, shipped auction items to Canada, helped the man get Medicaid coverage for the nursing home, and covered all the debts. I never met the Virginia brother in person, but he was very happy that he found us. Advice, real estate sales, legal, auction, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options our team can offer to you.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Horton Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Horton Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
Walsh's Ace in Muscadet wants to say thank you. Local businesses like theirs rely on customers like you, and together they did something amazing. With your support, during the annual Children's Miracle Network Bucket Sale, they raised over $26 million nationally and earned second place in the country. As a thank you, coming up on Friday, September 19th, join them for food and a chance to meet Liam, the local CMN hero. Plus, on Friday, September 19th at Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, you can enjoy 20% off regular priced items and 10% off power tools and appliances. That's Walsh's Ace in Muscadet saying thank you for helping them make miracles happen.
It is time for another Town Taxi Triple Play.
Jeez, dramatic much.
What do you mean? That's my Hank Bray impression.
Dad.
Need a ride? Call the double T's.
Call Town Taxi at 647-3114 today.
Beep, 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 beep.
I said before.
'Tis the season for class reunions. That is the subject on today's Town Taxi Triple Play from WRCO. Here is Lone Star.
Graduate. graduation. You chose a college, I chose a vocation, driving 18-wheel. I became a part of your past. You went and married some guy in your class. He was a big deal. Your picture was in all the papers. You made such a lovely bride. They said you were going places, but me, I just went for a ride down by the old school. Of the class, you asked my wife if we could have one dance for the old times. We're slow dancing across the old gym floor. You whisper it could be just like before. Call me sometime. You ask if I understand you. Well, yes, I'm afraid I do. Say everybody does it, but I don't care if they do. I'm from the old school.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. Mr. Beep Beep? Yep, that's me. You need a ride? We've got you covered. As Richland Center's only locally owned and operated taxi service, we go the extra mile for a smile, literally. Whether it's a quick in-town trip, a ride to Ithaca, Boaz, or Gotham, or even an airport trip, we're here for you. And thanks to our free ride fund sponsored by the Salvation Army, we offer free local healthcare transportation for those in need. Doctor's visits, pharmacy runs, we'll get you there. At Town Taxi, we treat you like people, not packages. Call 608-647-3114 today. Because getting stuck in transit is no fun.
We hope you enjoyed the class reunion triple play here today from WRCO Radio, ending with John Conley's Old School. Class reunions, it's 'tis the season, right around homecomings lots of times. And then some have said it's kind of maybe an outdated thing. I mean, they don't have them as often as they used to, but they still do, especially the plateau ones. The ones that end in zero. Right now, happy birthday wishes going out today to Bonnie Brown from Lisa, Ben, and the rest of the gang. Also, plus brothers and sisters saying happy birthday. Bonnie, we trust it will be a great day for you.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back.
helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
The 94th Annual Viola Horse and Colt Show is coming Friday and Saturday, September 19th and 20th. Parades, horse pulls, tractor pulls, a bustling midway, raffle prizes, and the Tim Daniels Band Saturday night. Proudly sponsored by BL Signs, Gander's Cleaning Service, and Hillsboro Equipment. Visit ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind, a comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Our trivia question of the day is sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. Our trivia question of the day, and on this Thursday morning from WRCO Radio, we're going to spin for you a piece of a theme song from a famous television show, and your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to identify the show. Here we go. (608) 647-4155. That's the trivia hotline. Identify that show and win from TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch.
Rumors going all over town. Can't keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel it kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Yeah, I just wanna love. by dollar signs and blinding lights like they tend to be. Yeah. I need someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me.
Morgan Wallen on WRCO. We have found our trivia winner. Way to go, Paul Radke. He knew the right answer. We were spinning a little bit of a theme song, and we were seeing if anybody could identify it. There you go. The correct answer, Wagon Train. In fact, that show debuted this very day in 1957. It was on until 1965, initially starring Ward Bond. And he was replaced after his death by John McIntyre and Robert Horton, eventually replaced by Robert Fuller. Robert Fuller was in quite a few movies and TV shows, including Emergency. He was one of the doctors at Rampart in the 1970s. But Wagon Train, inspired by the film Wagon Master and the earlier film called The Big Trail. And the Wagon Train was pretty popular. You know, I don't remember it as a kid because it was off the air before I really was coherent. But and I don't remember that they reran it a lot, so I would always hear about it, but I never knew about it. But now, of course, it's on a lot of locations, including MeTV. You can see it there, and really some good storylines. And a lot of those shows were 60 to 90 minutes, so they were like mini Western movies. But yeah, fairly tough one. Old Hank Bray, who considers himself a Western movie fan, Western TV show fan, he stumped him today, so that's good. That's usually our goal, see if we can stump Hank Bray.
I've had one of those days today. I'm in one of those moods, and it's just no good. Nothing I want to talk about. I just need for you to take me out and do the town, turn it upside down.
Where the world goes right, lost my appetite for this
Lori Morgan on WRCO, one of those nights tonight. Yeah, quite a day for the history of TV. We'll talk about a couple of more iconic shows that debuted on this day coming up.
Feeling overwhelmed by debt or credit challenges? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help. Our financial education and counseling programs can guide you through improving your credit, managing debt, and creating a budget that works. Whether you're planning to buy a home or simply want peace of mind, call 608-647-4949 today and take the first step toward a stronger financial future.
The countdown is on for the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge coming to the Richland County Fairgrounds Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th. Friday's schedule features the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m., truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m., the Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m., and live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Saturday keeps the entertainment rolling with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m., ATV and Dirt Bike Greg's at 11, Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5 p.m., and the Diesel Truck Challenge plus vehicle dirt drags at 3 p.m. Everything happens at the Richland County Fairgrounds October 10th and 11th.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Taste the flavors of the countryside on the Hill and Valley Exploration Tour coming September 20th and 21st and 27th and 28th. Meet your local farmers, tour working farms, discover local art, and fill your cooler with cheese, maple syrup, meats, baked goods, produce, and wine. From Red Angus beef to fresh elderberry tea, this is rural Wisconsin at its finest. Learn more at explorehillandvalley.com and follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Hill and Valley Exploration.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? They upsell you to an expensive trust.
Most people do not need a trust, but lawyers love to sell them because they're complex and expensive. I like simple estate planning documents that you can understand, that give you control over your property, and that are much cheaper than a trust. I hate unnecessary trusts, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
Coming up on the morning show today from WRCO, in the first part we'll talk about Senior Life Solutions, members of the Richland Hospital staff, and then a little later on we'll talk about the Viola Horse and Colt Show, which makes its debut on Friday night for a couple of days, and the always great event. We'll talk about that and some of the highlights with guests during the second part of the morning show. This day in history, a show that debuted called Get Smart that lasted for several seasons. Would you believe it was a parody of all of the spy movies at the time. And the other one that debuted on this day, I Dream of Jeannie, iconic show. They just don't make shows like that anymore. Those shows of make-believe. But they were great escapism. Mary Tyler Moore debuted in 1970 and The Addams Family in 1964 on this date as well. Some really iconic shows that probably are still showing somewhere right now. Here's Martina McBride. Happy Trails time coming up from WRCO and the 9 o'clock update, plus today's morning show. Here's the group Due West.
He grew up in a different time. When life was tough, he had to walk the line. He lives by the book. But don't read him wrong. He'll shoot you straight. Don't think he won't. Don't
blood, sweat, and tears. Three grown kids think different than he does. They know where to turn when push comes to shove. Don't let the gray hair fool you. That old boy can still school you. Put on a few years, but that's okay. The years have got him looking better anyway. Just cause you've seen a couple wrinkles on his face don't mean you've seen his better days. There's a lot of good to live and just a little bit of life will do to you. Don't let the gray hair fool you. Still school ya. Put on a few years, but that's okay. The years have got him looking better anyway. Just cause you've seen a couple wrinkles on his face don't mean he's seen his better days. There's a lot of good to live and just a little bit of life will do to ya. Don't let the gray hair fool ya. Don't let the gray hair fool ya.
Good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. We'll talk again later. We'll put our little records away and bring on some friends in the studio for our community conversation next, following a news update at 9, sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including legendary pizza, video games, and of course, bowling. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, it's 65 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News.